10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
So we get a call from Meg, and she tells us that her hunch, she has every instinct that she's got a 12-year-old half-sister.
Yeah, she has not been up to her father's home, which is in Maryland, and he moved up there about 12 years ago. So she found some photos and was doing a little digging around on Facebook and saw these pictures of a 12-year-old girl, a little girl about the age of 12. And so she thought that that could be her half-sister that she's never known about.
Now, we took a lot of advice, and it was really kind of split, right?
Of course. Because she wanted to go and just knock on the door and just show herself, and then there were like Wendy, you thought that she should go ahead and just do it and present herself to her dad.
Yeah, I mean, she had nothing to lose at that point because her and her dad really haven't had a tight relationship. So I just figured, what's it going to hurt?
You're having a tough time talking today, aren't you?
I know. It's really hard to put all the words together today.
Don't you hate when the words like get right to the back part of your tongue and they won't make it all the way up?
It's all in the back of your brain. And then once it tries to come to the front, it just doesn't work out in your favor.
That's okay, baby. That sucks.
Look at him laugh. Like,
it's not me today. It's not me.
That's funny.
But then there were people like me who thought that that was just a little too aggressive and that the bigger picture should be considered rather than just kind of showing up and doing the shock thing. The fact that if she does have a half-sister, in the end, really, I thought the most important relationship was probably between her and that half-sister.
And I said she just did not need to have really high expectations for what the reaction was going
to
be.
I wouldn't have the guts to make this kind of move. So even if I was giving her advice, it would have been hypocritical because there's no way I could have done this. This is about a 30-second clip of her talking to us on Friday, and now she's on hold. So we'll get her on and tell us how the weekend went in a second.
My parents have been divorced for 15 years, like everybody else's parents, right? You know, he moves to Maryland outside of D.C. And my brother told me 5 years ago he'd gotten married.
Your dad didn't
tell
you?
Your dad got married.
That he got remarried?
Right. I've never met her, but I found her on Facebook. And in most of the pictures, there's this little girl. And I think she is probably my sister.
And wasn't there a timing issue here also that when you did the math on the whole thing, that it could have ended up that he impregnated his now wife before he was totally divorced to Meg's mom, right?
That was her speculation, yeah.
That was the speculation. All right, well, Meg is back with us. Hey, Meg, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Okay.
Good. Curious what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, well, after I called on Friday, the one caller said about waiting till Father's Day and surprising him then, really, that sounded better because I got to thinking, if I just show up, he would know that I just wanted to bust him, right? If I just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that I'm going to wait till Father's Day and then be surprised.
No.
I mean, if you're going for shock value.
No.
Did we ever go over the fact if the half sister even knows you exist?
I mean, I doubt she does. Don't think she does.
So you're saying on Father's Day, when his wife and his daughter are celebrating Father's Day with him, that you're going to just come in and say, "Happy Father's Day, here I am."
But
because I think if I show up this weekend, past weekend, I'm going to look really suspicious, you know?
Oh, but you won't on Father's Day.
But it's her father.
Still, I mean,
it's just to show up unannounced.
I don't.
Anytime on Father's is not a Day. Great idea.
That's almost like an act of anger.
Yeah, it's perceived as rebellion, even though it may not be rebellion. I get what Jeff's saying about it being your dad, but the thing is, this is family, so it's not just you're going to go and shock and awe, and it's going to be fine or it's not going to be fine. It's like, you really have to handle this in a mature way.
All right, if you want in on this, the phone number is 1-877-588-BERT, and that's BERT, 1-877-588-2378. Why did you have this decision before you left? Were you did you think in your head, okay, I could either do this and we could clear the air, or will it make more of an impact on Father's Day?
No, I really just thought, like, if I show up, like, he's gonna be like, she knew, she came here, she wanted to, like, make a fool out of me and, like, embarrass me in front of my family. But if I just show up on Father's Day, like, you know, it was innocent. You know what I mean?
So you're gonna claim that you didn't see anything online. So if you meet a little girl, it's going to be a total surprise to you if you do it on Father's Day? That's your plan?
Yeah.
That means, yeah. I hadn't thought about it. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. But, I mean, are you going to just...
Wow.
No, I'm just saying that she hadn't thought through it, is what I'm saying. Is what? You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you either go with the knowledge, hey, Dad, I'm approaching you because I saw these pictures online. I didn't know your wife's name until a short time ago through your brother. And I see pictures online of a young girl. Is that my half-sister? So you're either going to approach it that way, or you're going to just show up to be the happy surprise person, and all these things are supposed to unfold in front of you as if you knew nothing. So it's like, which hat are you going to wear when you make the approach?
Here's Jennifer, virtual listener Jennifer. Hey, what, you have some advice?
Good morning. I just don't understand why she doesn't have the right to go visit her father for Father's Day.
Yes.
And what happens. It's her right. It's her dad.
Because she's going up there with a loaded gun. She knows that this is going to be...
Well, but you know what? That's his problem. Right. And she can go up there and act surprised that, oh, my God, I have a sister. Mm-hmm. You know, that's his fault. But that's still her dad. And why doesn't she have the right to go visit her dad?
But why can't you take the high road? I mean, he obviously hasn't. Why can't you go up there a couple of weeks beforehand?
Well, why does she have to? It's her dad.
I mean, it's
her father. She just has the right.
I think it's antagonistic.
I agree with this one. I agree with this woman, but I don't use the word dad as emphatically as she did. It's her dad.
It is her dad's fault. Her dad's the one keeping secrets. It's not her fault that he's hiding this relationship. He should have been open in the first place. And if she goes and asks him over the phone, or goes and asks him who this woman is, who this girl is, he's not going to be honest anyway. So why not just show up?
So you're maintaining the same, Melissa loves this, consistency that you had on Friday. So same thing, go up there.
I think irregardless of the day that she does it, it's going to be bound to happen anyways. He's not going to be honest.
All right, Trina wants in on this now. She's been listening to Meg, and she's gone through the same type deal. Hey, Trina.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I did the same thing. I had a family who I didn't know about. I was adopted, and when I turned 18, I met them. And they were in Texas, and I drove 20-something hours to Texas, and it was probably one of the biggest mistakes that I've ever made. I don't think she should go on Father's Day to do it.
I only have a couple of seconds, but give us a snapshot of what it was like in that house when you just showed up.
It was a lot of shock, a lot of tears, a lot of people just staring. I don't think that it's something that she should go do on Father's Day. I think she should either write a letter or call, or really, really think, is this something that I want to do? Do I want to bust in on a family, especially on Father's Day? I know it's her dad. I went and saw my entire family, and it's not like how people want it to be. It's not rainbows and sunshine and puppy dogs.
Melissa, you're shaking your head yes.
Yeah, I agree, because I think that everybody's saying yes, the father has hidden a family, has lied to her about this half-sister, and I don't know why she thinks all of a sudden by showing up it's going to change the dynamic at all. And again, family's the rest of your life, so why just throw everything away in one day?
This is The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.